The Balut Kiki Project is a proud member of Bunk Collective. This Balut Kiki Project contains themes, depictions, and language of an adult and mature nature. Listener discretion is advised.
Nag-colored shirt pa talaga.
Oo! Nag-makeup ako. Wow! Ay, tsaka nagpa-whiten ako ng ipin.
Still nakikita. Tapos, pinagpabango ka pa.
Naliligo pa nga ako noong mga panahon na yun bago mag-ano, tsaka makeup eh. Podcast sa handyman video.
Tapos ngayon, di ba, bagong gising.
Literal. Alam mo yan, kanina.
Di nagtutoothbrush.
Ay, nagtutbrush naman ako. Excuse me.
Hindi, literal. Yung minsan bagong gising ka. Ako nga, minsan, hulaan nyo kung anong episode namin nang nagre-record ako sa banyo. Malalaman nyo sa audio.
Hindi pa ako nananghalian kumakain ako.
Totoo yes. Yan. O, hindi pa ako
nakakapit.
So, we'll try to do better.
Yeah.
We'll try to improve on our production.
Nakakatawa lang. Nakakatawa lang balik-balik. Oh my God.
Uniquely Pinoy. Unapologetically queer. The Balut Kiki Project.
It's another season. It's another project. Welcome to the Balut Kiki Project. I am Mel, ang nag-iisang rosa sa buong hardin, ang inyong resident lesbiana at your service.
Your service talaga. At of ako course. Naman po si Jeff, your resident cisgendered queerdo on the project, who's not quite butch but not quite bitch, inviting you to come in, lie down, pop your feet up in the stirrups. We are still uniquely Pinoy and we are unapologetically queer.
And ako naman po si Nina, ang moterang pugang nagsasabing huwag kayong gaya-gaya ng mga intro tulad ng ginagawa ng dalawang kasama ko. Thank you.
Bakit? Ikaw lang ba pwede? Ang damot naman.
Pero okay lang yun. At least alam ko na ina-idolize mo. Sure.
Correct. Siyempre.
Ano ba yung saying na ano, imitation is the best form of flattery? Oh, di ba?
Correct.
I'm so flattered.
Go to Divisoria. There's a lot of imitations.
Kala ko, go to Divisoria. Marami ka mabibiling flatter.
Actually, flatter na yun na isip ko. Welcome, everyone, to our very first project of our second season. Becky, can you imagine? Can you imagine? We reached our second season.
Parang ang hirap paniwalaan.
Oh, na we've come so far from when we started. So, where are we all from in the world today? Where are we today? Oh, I'll start. Sige. I am in the UK. It is now 7:20 in the morning. And medyo maulan, friends. 90% chance of rain daw. And totoo nga.
Ako naman, I'm down under. It's 6 o'clock in the evening. Winter, maulan. Kaya naka-hoodie.
Well, dito din naman, winter, maulan.
So, nasa Winterfell ka ba, Bes?
Yeah, nandito ako ngayon. Snow is coming. Storm, ano ba? Winter is coming. Actually, kasi kaya ano, medyo bumabagyo lang dito sa isang archipelago na kinaroroonan ko. Somewhere in the Orient, yes.
Anong oras dyan sa Pilipinas, Bes?
Uy, sinabi mo sa Pilipinas ako, sabi ko, archipelago, grabe.
Ah, sorry.
Hindi, joke lang. Ngayon ay alas dos ng tanghali, dapat namamahinga na yung mga ang lolag nyo. Pero since...
Oo, siya sa time na yun, di ba?
Di ba? Pero since mga namin ko yung second season to, hindi pwedeng tutulog-tulog. Kasi we're aiming for more beautiful projects for you guys.
That's so true.
It's been a hot minute.
Ay, before I forget, since nandiyan kayo, nandiyan si Mel sa kung nasaan man siya, kasama ni Queen Elizabeth. I'd like to think, di ba, pasalamatan natin yung mga friends natin na nabudol natin from all over the world. Thank you.
Hindi kami tatagal. May nakikinig pala.
Kasi akala nyo ba, akala nyo hindi namin tinitignan yung ano namin, yung stat. So we have friends or not listeners and admirers from the Philippines, the US, Australia, New Zealand, yung mga friends namin ng Camel sa Middle East, sa Saudi, sa Qatar, sa Bahrain, at kahit may gera sa Libya, di ba?
Meron.
Ano pinapakinggan nila sa Libya, be, sa palagay mo, kahit may gera doon?
Ay, every episode meron, Libya.
Kala ko yung ano lang, yung SNL.
Yung mga sex episodes natin.
Yes.
Hindi.
Yung mga friends natin sa Taiwan, sa Singapore, Italy, Canada, sa UK. Gawa tayo next time ng ano, kamustahan with our LGBTQ friends from all over the world. We want to make kamusta. Yes, kamustahan. Ano ba dyan? Masaya ba dyan? Yung mga ganun.
Filipinos are all over the world, kaya ayun, marami tayong nasasamahan.
Thank you.
We'd also like to thank, nung nasabi mo yan, yung mga people who support us through our Buy Me a Coffee page. Nasabi mo yung OFW, meron tayong, may isang supporter tayo na nagsusupport siya through our Buy Me a Coffee page na, ano siya, nurse siya sa Nevada. So, nakikinig siya habang night duty daw niya sa atin. So, thank you. And then there's also Filipino in Chicago who's been helping us. Ang problema nga, ayaw nilang magpasabi kung sino sila, so quiet na lang. So, for as long as they keep supporting,
yeah, and they keep listening. Alam naman nila kung sino sila. They know who they are.
Yeah, they do. So thank you very much, and we appreciate
Dayo and family. Thank you.
We appreciate all your help. Yeah, and all the people who have helped us make season one possible. Also, Epidemic Sound has been helping us. If you wonder where we get our the music that we use for the podcast, the sound effects that we use for the podcast, the stingers, we use Epidemic Sound. They have a really, really good catalog of, I think, 5,000 strong ang kanilang music catalog, and they upload every week, new songs every week, and then thousands and thousands upon thousands of sound effects. So thank you Epidemic Sound for supporting the Blue Kiki Project. If you want to check out their website is simply www.epidemicsound.com. So if you need anything for your podcast, balak nyong mag-podcast, balak nyong video projects, Epidemic Sound lamang ang inyong puntahan.
Thank you, Epidemic Sound.
You know what, Jeff? I really, really like all the treatments that we have for our episodes. I know you put in a lot of work to find the right sound effect, the right treatment, but it really goes to show the breadth of the catalog of Epidemic Sound. Diba?
How really good.
Yeah, it's a big number, but also you can, there's something for the right project. Totoo, that's
the right genre, the right mood.
And you remember when we first started talking about doing a podcast?
No, ikaw, guys, Neil, naalala mo pa.
2020. I remember this was 2020. I even remember where I was.
Where were you?
I was in Isu, then I remember the condo I was living in at the time. Nasa sa kwarto ako and we started talking about it.
Ako as usual, nasa room, nagkamustahan lang, and then, ano tayo nung i-hostage tayo ng pandemic, so wala tayo.
Yeah.
Sa bahay lang tayo.
Oo.
Kaya naman, di ba kayo sa mga bore, isip tayo ng pagkakakitaan. Ayan, wala tayo mag-live selling pa mga panahon na yun. Wala pa mga ibebenta.
Nakikita pa tayo, Bess.
So
far, natatanggap ka ba?
Natatanggap naman akong papuri. May bago akong mic. Kung malalaman na ng mga listeners natin, dati, my God, ano ginagamit yung mic, di ba? So ngayon maganda na yung microphone ko. Kahit magtatatumbling ako, pwede na.
Yes, diba? Thank you, Audio Technica.
And Audio Technica as well, who sent us some mics. Hindi, tsaka dati, naalala mo, Mel, naalala ko pa to, na, I mean, we still take it seriously, naalala mo na bagitong-bagito pa tayo sa podcasting, na ako, nagko-collared shirt pa talaga ako.
Oo! Nag-makeup ako. Wow!
Correct.
O, tsaka nagpa-whiten ako ng ipin.
Yung nakita, kasi nagpabango ka pa.
Nariligo pa nga ako nung mga panahon na yun bago mag-ano, tsaka makeup eh. Podcast ko, handyman video.
Tapos ngayon, di ba, bagong gising.
Literal. Alam mo yan, kanina.
Di nagtutoothbrush.
Oy, nagtutbrush naman ako. Excuse me.
Hindi, literal. Yung minsan bagong gising ka. Ako nga, minsan, hulaan nyo kung anong episode namin nang nagre-record ako sa banyo. Malalaman nyo sa audio. Di ba, yung mga ganun.
Wala ko sa episode na hindi pa ako nananghalian kumakain ako.
Yes. Nangungulang mo yan pa.
You know,
so, yeah. Besties who are listening, we'll try to do better.
Oh, but we have.
We'll try to improve on our production.
Nakakatawa lang. Nakakatawa lang balik-balikan na parang, my God, meron ng episodes na tayo.
Grabe. Alam mo, I can't believe it. We have had 65 episodes. And yan yung proper episodes. If you include mga bonus and trailers, we have a total of 69. O, diba? Napaka-memorable ng number.
Paligtaran episode.
Sinadya.
Oy, 69.
Pati yan, ano? Pati yung kinalkula natin.
O, diba?
Kahit balibalikta rin Manila, yan pa rin.
Planado.
Totoo.
69 talaga.
Tapos I remember, Jeff, when we first started recording, I remember feeling the immense pressure of that it had to be perfect in one go. Kasi parang wala sa mind ko yung pwede pala i-edit. Na, alam naman natin i-edit, pero nandun pa rin yung pressure na it had to be perfect in one go. So I remember our pilot episode. Kasi parang feeling ko hindi natin makuha yung gusto natin na ang tindi ng pressure before when we started na everything had to be perfect at the onset, at the recording. Pero ngayon, I feel more relaxed now.
Oo, mas open ka na. Oo. Pala, akala mo lang, mag-talk-talk ka lang, tapos ipapublish mo siya. Ang dami pala, may mga expenses, tapos gumagawa ng art card, may logo, pati mga colors ng font na pinapacheck niya sa akin.
It's a lot of work, yeah. Kasi si Best nilang, ano, head ng advertising. Production. Hindi. At saka hindi. Ano pala ha? Behind the scenes pala ha? Opening up pala ha ng history natin. Ang number one reason kung bakit humingi ako. Ako actually humingi ng unang re-record ng pilot. Kasi,
yeah.
Kasi lahat ng pinapakinig ko ng pilot, yung jowa ko, si Best Neil, kung sino pakinig ko ng pilot, lahat ng sabi, parang ikaw na yung nagsasalita.
Oo. Parang guest kami parang lahat.
Parang ikaw yung host, tas ikaw din yung guest. Parang tanong mo, sagot mo, hindi mo pinagsasalita yung kasama mo.
Oo. Actually, gano'n. So, ano ba to? Ba't gano'n?
Which is how it usually is during our conversations because I'm very opinionated.
And
hindi obra sa podcast yung gano'n.
Totoo.
Pero
saka ano, we learned the month throughout the year na how to be better host.
Ano natin siya? Kasalanan natin.
Kasi pinababayaan natin.
Magdadaldal na magdadaldal dyan, bahala siya.
Ganun niyo ako kalaw.
Of course. So, ganun pa namin kakilala.
Oo. Ako, madaldal yan. Hindi matatapos to. Usapan natin. So, ng ganyan-ganyan.
Daming alam.
Hindi papayag yan. Ng ganyan-ganyan lang.
Correct. And then, so, if there's something that I learned from doing this podcast is hopefully, no, na I learned to listen. Sana na siya makikinig yung mga tao na, hindi. Ano, episode 69, ikaw pa rin ang dakdak ng dakdak.
Malalaman natin yan sa feedback, friend. Kung ano, kung feeling ba ng listeners natin, nag-improve tayo or hindi.
Una naman, so far naman, isa pa lang yung basher natin. And kung meron man tayong criticisms, they've all been constructive, even from people we don't know.
Yeah.
So really thank you.
I'm so thankful for our basher. Kahit
diba?
Nag-basha. Kasi no, because nanganak yung incident na yun ng Usapang Sex series natin, which has been very, very informative both for our listeners and for ourselves, kasi we had to do a lot of research. It's not just chika-chika. We put in a lot of work to put together the episode sa Usapang Sex series natin. We ourselves learned new things kasi nga, we did a lot of research for these episodes.
Imagine yung isang episode lang doon, pinagaganda-ganda pa natin ng title, Falik-Falik Channeling. O, tangin na, titi, lagay natin, o, tapos.
Kasi nga, parang it also highlighted the fact na it also allowed us to come to terms with our own discomfort about the subject matter. Yung discomfort natin around conversations involving mental health, conversations involving sexual health, our bodies. Mel, second episode, talagang
you were squirming in your seat. And to be honest, right, ito yung goal natin, to normalize conversations. And to our dear listeners, just because we talk about it doesn't mean that we're totally comfortable. But we're willing, we are teaching ourselves also, and we are learning through the process also na, ano ba, we're supposed to be normalizing, tapos hindi natin kayang pag-usapan. But we know na dapat pag-usapan, kailangan pag-usapan, kasi it's sexual health, it's mental health, kailangan pag-usapan. So,
it's
we
have stories, it's queer representation.
Yeah.
From the very title of our podcast, yung balut carry lang, pag nakarigay lang Kiki, iba na sinisexualize na nila, so iba meaning na. So, hindi siya yung female organ na Kiki na Tagalog. Na, diba? So, yung mga ganun, even tayo.
Let's have a Kiki. Parang,
yes. Yes. Can I have your Kiki?
Oo, ang ganda. Kakaalo kaya yung song na yun. But to be honest, the first time I heard of that was in Glee. I didn't know of that song before that.
Kaya nga nilagay natin yung may link to that video on our webpage.
Yes.
www.balutkiki.com. If you haven't been there, you can go to our webpage and visit that. Kaya nilagay natin dun para may konteksto lagi. And people are so quick to judge before they listen. And it's fair because we do that as well. Pero yeah hope, and we're very thankful na you've stayed with us this whole time. You gave us a chance. So
yeah, second season na naku. Ang saya pa rin.
So in our last month, kasi last month din natin was Pride, working towards Pride. I had a project with McCoy, our dear friend from Gram Chat. He took over. Yes, yeah, that's right. He really took
that's
over the episode.
Part of our takeover series.
He was the host and I was the guest. And I answered his questions. That was Project 59. So it's your turn to answer questions din naman about our projects. What was your most memorable episode? Something, when you talk about our podcast, what comes to mind?
Ang memorable sa akin yung episode namin ni Bess about yung sa Alzheimer's ni mother. Diba, ano natin eh, na safe space tayo. Kasi siguro yun din yung nag-ano sa akin, nagbigay ng lakas ng loob to talk about it. Kasi parang nakakaanong pag-usapan, nakaka-cringe din naman. So, yun ang memorable na nakakaiyak ng konti, na parang, nakakahay. Pero, yeah.
If you wanna know what Bess Neal is talking about, that episode is entitled "Loving with Alzheimer's." That's episode 14. So medyo bago pa tayo dun. So yeah, that's cool. Ako naman ang memorable sa akin na episode. Naalala mo yun, Mel? After we talked to this guest. I would message you while editing the process of post-prod.
Yes.
Tapos sabihin ko siya na, tangina, umiiyak ako while listening to this guest. And it was Robert Kingit. Memorable sa akin si Robert Kingit. Robert Kingit is our episode 35, Project 35. So we featured, meron tayong ginagawang LGBTQ+ profiles where we highlight queer stories or queer personalities, kasi I think that our stories need to be heard. Isa yan sa mga battle cries ng podcast natin. So, hindi niyo po alam, si Robert Kingit po ay isang blind author and journalist. And actually, ang nakaka-interest dito, Best Mel, is that we didn't seek out Robert Kingit. His VA, yung virtual assistant niya, sent us an email and asked to be on the show. So, doon natin siya nahanap. And so sige, sabi ko, interesting, and Robert identifies as gay. And biroy mo yung story niya na born blind, born with cerebral palsy. Sabi ng doktor sa kanya, this baby is not going to walk, this baby is not going to talk. Tapos now he's a journalist, he's an author, he's an advocate, he's actively dating, he's a speaker, and he's proudly gay.
Wow.
And being somebody who has mental health problems, who has gone through repeated suicidality, this person is living his life.
Yeah.
Napaka-inspirational. So, nung pinakikinggan ko siya, alam mo yung nagsasalita pa siya na pag nasa dating site siya, sinasabi ba niya, minsan tinatago niya, nabulag siya, tapos biglang dinideadman na lang siya, yung mga ganyan. Tapos there's just a lot of things that as sighted people do, people na walang disability, na we take for granted.
Yeah, fully
tapos
able.
Biglang eto siya, na you wonder na, di ba sabi pa nga niya na yung soles ng feet niya napaka-sensitive, na hindi siya makapaglakad sa carpet. And yeah, that's something that we people take for granted. Tapos napag-usapan natin, best male, na nag-away pa tayo kasi na parang sabi natin, paano yung mga bulag sa Pilipinas? Hindi sila, di ba may pinakita pa ako sa iyo na ramp na, ano yung klase na ramp niya? Nagalit na galit.
Yes,
siyempre si best male, pinagtatanggal na yung pinagtatanggal ni Mel yung Pilipinas.
Totoo. Yesterday, tinanong ako ni Vicky.
Who is?
My girlfriend.
Okay.
So yon. Yes, my girlfriend ako.
Season 2.
Season 2. Tinanong ako ni Vicky how the disabled get around in the Philippines. Do we see them actively taking part in society? Kasi dito, you'll see them, meron sila yung mga motorized wheelchair, you'll see them everywhere. Sabi ko, not so much, nakakapag-commute nga sila on their own eh. Sabi ko sa Pilipinas, mahirap kasi while required ng government yung mga ramp, walang code na ano yung slope ng ramp. So, sometimes, yung two steps ng hagdan, yun na rin yung ramp. Paano ka naman aangat dun?
Halos vertical na yung... Almost perpendicular.
Halos vertical na yung...
Diretso lang.
What do you call correct. This, diba?
Ramp.
Yung ramp. So, yung sabi incline. Ko...
Yung incline. Comply lang.
Oo, correct. Ma-comply lang. Sabi ko... So, sabi niya, so where do they go? Sabi ko, usually sa mall. Kasi sa mall, mas well-equipped kasi may mga elevator. Pero yung mga small shops, hindi talaga kasi wala talaga silang space for differently abled or disabled folks who are in wheelchairs. Tsaka sabi ko, wala kaming rules for the visually impaired. So, alam ba ng mga tao na yung white stick, ano ibig sabihin nun? Paano tumatawid yung mga visually impaired? Kasi wala tayong rules around that. So sabi ko, na-realize ko, kasi in-admire ko dito na, so nakakaaliw kasi they can commute. Dito yung mga bus bumababa.
They kneel. They kneel on request.
The buses kneel. Mm. Tapos may konting ramp para aligned with the sidewalk. So, pwede yung wheelchair umangat. Sa Pilipinas, walang ganon. Una, yung bus sobrang puno. So, wala kang space for a wheelchair. Pero ganon, di ba? So, parang hindi masyadong enabling yung...
And even in the probinsya, like Mel, the jeepneys in Cagayan or in Cebu, di ba may nakalagay na sticker sa harap na kininga lingkuranan para sa mga pungkol. Yung, or in Tagalog, itong ipuan na to ay nakareserba para sa disabled. Sa LRT may ganyan din, pero wala. Kung matanda ka, kahit na sino ka, uupo ka dun. Dito, kanila yung upuan na yan. Kahit na saan tayo makarating,
tsaka sa kanila yan, yung hindi, mga tao.
Hindi ka pwedeng umupo dyan.
Oo.
Dito, baka mag-away pa, diba? So,
tatayo talaga yung mga tao pag may pumasok na matanda, like na pregnant, or disabled. Tatayo talaga sila to give way.
So that was very memorable for me.
Yeah,
I imagine yung bus dito na magsasakay na wheelchair. So, sa kakaisip ko, wala kang nakikita.
Ito, bumababa yung bus para mag-align siya sa sidewalk.
Wala na. The buses, ito mga bulag, pinagkakitaan.
Oo, yung pala yung term dun.
Masahe.
Jeff, the buses kneel.
Pero ang kagandahan naman, sa Cagayan de Oro, no, like parang may public park dun na Divisoria, every Saturday and Sunday, weekend, yung mga bulag naman, nagkakaroon sila ng trabaho kasi nagladadala lang sila ng isang monoblock. Tapos magmamasahe na sila. Nauupo ka lang doon for 30 pesos or magkano na ba 50 pesos. Dito naman walang ganun. Pero I think they find jobs for blind people. So, well, yeah. But that was really memorable for me. And the fact na Robert was gay. Yun yung nagpo-postprod ako nung project na yun. Nag-email ako kay, nag-text ako kay Mel na, tangina, iyak ako ng iyak. Sabi ko na, pag minsan I find it hard to be thankful of the things that I have. Naiisip ko si Robert na kamusta kaya siya. And
it puts in suddenly, perspective.
puts things in perspective. I'm suddenly thankful of the little. Sometimes kung ano yung merong konting merong ka.
Yeah.
So yeah. But every project is memorable for me. If you ask me to go through 1 to 69 or 1 to 65, I can tell you instantly what was special about that episode. So we're very thankful to all the guests that we've had.
Lahat naman episode special. Lahat naman pinaghirapan. Hindi naman yung parang pagising mo lang magre-record ka na. So lahat sa kapakanan naman nakikinig. Dahil natutuwa ko at dahil nagka-award. Kasi ibig sabihin talaga pinaghihirapan. Pero hindi naman kasi sa lahat na episode nandun ako, inuulit ko.
So ano, may bloopers ba kayo? May favorite bloopers ba tayo? Ako meron.
Ako ang dami ko. Ikaw meron.
Ano? Meron akong isang episode, yung guest ko bagong gising. Literal, hindi pa nagkakape. Pupungas-pungas pa. Nakakaaliw. Tapos yung bagong gising na medyo mainit ang
blind
ulo.
Blind item ba to?
Medyo mainit ang ulo. Tapos ako parang, gusto ba nating, okay lang sa akin maghintay para kumalma ka muna. Kasi nakasimangot ka eh.
Napaka na yung counter na ganyan. Ang blooper usually galing sa akin mismo. Nagkanyan kumakain ako habang nag-record, habang hindi pa naman ako, habang hindi ako nagsasalita, kumakain ako.
Or ako so, ano?
Dadas din ng dadas na mungulangot ako, naglalagay ako ng Vic sa ido.
Bestie, I told you! Oh my God, talagang tinuloy niya. Go!
I'm sorry. Kala ko na sa safe space tayo. Eh. Kulangot
oh, fair, safe. Fair. Good point ka, bestie.
Ay.
Pasensya ako na tempo yung kumakain kaya balik sasalita ako. Dispensa.
Ayun. Weren't you going to talk about...
My favorite episode din ako.
What was your favorite?
With Dr. JJ Kelly. Alam ko kasi sarili ko na episode. Pero alam mo yun, it really, really hit me like a ton of bricks. And to those who listen, sobrang raw nung episode. I was crying. Para siyang naging therapy session ko na public. I opened up so much. And to be honest, it took me 3 days to decompress from that episode. It took me 3 days to process what happened. So, tinatext ko rin si Jeff na parang day 2 na, nakatunga nga pa rin ako, pinag-iisipan ko pa rin, ina-absorb ko pa rin, pinaprocess ko pa rin yung mga pinag-usapan. Na nakatulala lang ako na, shucks, oh my God, what just happened?
Uy, background info. Dr. JJ Kelly is still in touch with us.
Oh, let's have another episode.
She wants to come back.
We would love to have her. We would love to have her.
Dr. JJ Kelly is also one of the people, one of our guests. Actually, majority of our guests reached out to us. So her secretary, her assistant reached out to us. So that's also one of my favorite episodes.
Oh, and then si Coraline Jewel. That was such a fun episode.
So Coraline, teka lang, para sa mga may gusto ng background info, pati na rin kayo mga best. Coraline on air on that episode promised to hook us up with some male porn stars.
Yes, which she did. She did.
So, nag-email tayo dun sa mga porn stars na yon. And then, a couple of them emailed back na, okay, let's ganito. So, meron na. And then, hanggang sa yung isa, hindi nag-email back. Yung isa, we followed up. Talagang magre-record na talaga dapat. Biglang hindi siya sumipot. Sabi niya, he had to pick up his daughter sa school. Sorry. So, nag-reschedule siya hanggang sa... So, ewan ko ba dito sa mga lalaking to. We've come in contact with 4 actually male porn stars, legitimate, big time, who've said yes and never showed up. So it's not our fault. It's beyond our control. But naghahanap pa din tayo. We're still looking for male porn stars to come. Actually, hindi pa to alam ni Coraline. Coraline okay. And I also talk every now and then. Hindi ko sinasabi sa kanya na, yung mga sinasabi mong mabait, mga ano, nag-back out at mga hindi mga professional. Nang ganun eh.
Hindi pa booking. Hindi pa pa-booking. Ano yung tawag dun sa pinanghihinayangan ko na sana nandun ako?
The one that got away. Totga.
Yes, Totga.
Yeah, okay. Good year. Perfect. Kasi sa mga Totga episodes, sana nandun ako. Yung bottom shaming. Kasi admittedly talaga, until now, parang hindi ko alam kung paano namin patatayin yung episode na yun. Na dapat, isa ako kami, and nag-discuss ng episode na yun for you guys. Pero tulad nga ng sabi namin, may mga cringy episodes na parang hindi namin kaya gawin. Isa na yun. Pero nangihinaya ako kasi ang ganda pala ng kinalabas ng episode na yun. So,
may discomfort pa din. Yeah, nananaig pa din yung kultura.
But I think that's
na
fine.
Discomfort. Mm.
Kasi we're also learning through this podcast, diba? So I think it's fine that there's discomfort, but we're facing our fears. And so for me, that's still progress.
Actually, yeah. There's some instances during the podcast where sometimes my trauma will be triggered.
Yeah.
Or like, sometimes minsan, di ba may sasabihin ko sa'yo na, uy, nung tinanong mo yan, parang nag-awkward silence ako kasi parang hindi ko alam kung mare-trigger yung trauma ko o hindi. Because I have PTSD. If you've never, this is your first time listening to the podcast. So, parang ganun. And then, lalo na pag ibang guest yung kasama mo na hindi kayo, I have to like compose myself on the spot.
Yeah.
And okay, put your big girl panties on because you're being recorded. Mga ganyan. So,
pwede ba, no? Yeah. Pwede ano? Mention yung isang binanggit mo na yung pamangkin mo yung nagtanong sa'yo tapos
oh my god, yes! When my nephew asked me like if there was something in my life that I wanted to change. So, syempre yung traumatic event na nag-cause ng PTSD mo, di ba?
Oo.
So, biglang tangina, hindi ko masagot.
Diba?
Tapos I had to like...
Ilang taon yung pamangkin mo?
9. Nine. Yeah. So, yun.
Kaya ako hindi kinatuloy yung version ko niya may pamangkin. Kasi baka mamaya pagtulungan nila ako. Kaya siguro hindi kami natuloy.
I remember a major blooper nga pala. And alam nyo to. So, we invited our good friends... We have beauty contest episodes because syempre LGBT kami.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, syempre, yung Miss Universe episode, Miss Universe Philippines episode na si yung nanalo na si Bea, na part ng LGBTQ din. Yung nilaban natin sa Miss Universe na nag-top 5. Anyway, so, kasama na ang Corona Filipina, our good friend CJ from Corona Filipina, and our good friends from the Crown Philippines. So, nandiyan na si Alex at si CJ ready na. And nagkikik kami about the Miss Universe Philippines episode, ganyan-ganyan. And we kikied for 3 hours. Ang haba nung kikik. Man. And then, oh my gosh, biglang... Hindi ko pa. Uy, teka lang, nakamute naman kayo. Ko lang mag-isa tumatawas ko.
Sandali lang, umutot ako. Ayoko naman masama yun. May kulangot na kami utot. Magrabe namang pagka-safe space nito.
Ano ba?
Pwede yun, sana sinabi mo. Wait, utot lang ako, bro.
Ano ba? Ayun. So, natatawa ako. Anyway.
Grabe na pagka-high-tech ng microphone mo na pick up yung utot.
Malay ko ba? Malay ko
ba? Oh my God. Oh, so, I finished my story muna. Hinihika ako. Okay, mapagkakamalan ako may COVID. Anyway, so yun. So I had CJ and Corona Filipina and Alexa and the Crown Philippines with me and we talked for 3 hours. And naglabas na ako ng teaser on Instagram that we were going to talk about Miss Universe Philippines. Kasi a lot of people thought, and then I realized, shit, I couldn't find the audio file until now for the episode. And so I think ang nangyari is I didn't press record. So yun. So that is a major blooper. And syempre nakakahiya. Kasi ano, nagsayang ng oras si Alexa tsaka si CJ. So buti naman napatawad nila ako. So nagkaroon pa rin tayo ng succeeding episodes with Corona Philippine and the Crown Philippines. And at the same time we're releasing this episode, CJ, Alexa, and I are going to talk about the recently concluded Binibining Pilipinas. Yun. So that was a major blooper on my part.
We had this one guest who I think wasn't in the right mood for a recording for the day. Kasi parang isang kahayag, isang tuka. One question, one answer. Tapos ang hirap-hirap makipag-usap pag gano'n.
Isang tanong, isang sagot.
Oh, ay sorry, hindi ko mahanap yung gusto kong sabihin.
Mahirap.
Isang
tanong, isang sagot pala yun.
Sabi ang munting pa, isang suklay.
Shish. Shish.
Isang tanong, isang sagot. And ang hirap-hirap ng conversation eh. Kasi parang naubusan tayo ng isa tatanong sa kanya. Mahaba pa yung oras.
Ay,
kasi diba normally, meron tayong mga list of questions. We prepare for our episodes. We prepare for our interviews. And normally nga, naubusan tayo ng oras. Pero with the guest, parang wala pang 30 minutes, tapos na yung mga tanong natin.
I remember I had a page full of questions, and I remember I was at the bottom of the page. Natanong ko na lahat ng tanong ko. Pagtingin ko sa oras, tang ina, 15 minutes pa. Grabe.
So yun, yeah. not because there was anything wrong. I think baka wala lang siya sa mood.
And maybe they realized that our podcast is not the brand that they're looking for.
Oh,
and which I can understand, because I mean, I think no, the Balut Kiki project is an acquired taste. It's not for everyone.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's true.
Pero nalabas yung episode niya, di ba?
Yeah.
Yeah, nilabas
na. And it's getting good numbers, good downloads. Nagugulat ako. Sabi ko, uy, Mel.
Pero hands down, yun ang least favorite episode ng
Only because, nahirapan.
Hindi siya fun gawin.
Tsaka nahirapan ako as a host. Kasi nga, parang naubusan ako ng itatanong, naubusan ako ng nasabihin. Can you imagine ako naubusan ng nasabihin? Me?
No. Oh my gosh.
Me?
Ako pa.
Diba? And Jeff? Mel and Jeff, naubusan ng sasabihin. Oh my gosh.
Correct. Nagdalawa na nga kayo sa kanya. Sa kanila.
Wala pa rin. Natapos pa rin. Episode
hindi
ng 30
hindi
minutes.
Hindi nyo pinay. Anyway, listeners, hulaan nyo na lang. After sa mga episodes, 69 episodes, confirmed na pasok na sa second season.
Yes.
Ito ano to ha, mga dear listeners, parang super, super late post. Kasi parang nahihiya pa rin kami hanggang ngayon. Pero parang ano yun, elephant in the room?
Yes, let's talk about the award. The award.
The golden elephant.
Talk about the golden elephant or the golden raven, golden boot.
The golden boot.
The golden elephant in the room. Yung award natin na hindi naman natin binili. Paki-elaborate nga, guys. Ano nangyari?
We won the best podcast host of 2021 at the Asian Podcast Festival last December. Yeah, first week of December. Yeah. Oh, sin laon yun that.
Surprise, di ba? Parang tulog ka lang, Mel.
Oo, literal.
Award-winning host ka pala.
Literal, oo.
Ah, we were informed that we were nominated.
Yes.
Ako, Mel, na finalist
yes.
tayo.
Yes, that we
na, were yung pala, parang, pakinaano. Hindi kami makapaniwala.
Oo, tapos, I was in La Union and wala akong dalang recording equipment. Tapos, they texted and said na we were in the finals. Tapos sabi, finalist kayo, magbigay kayo ng thank you video that will be used for the award if should you be the one who wins. So, I just had my cell phone. Yun yung ginamit ko pang record ng thank you video. For the, you know, to receive the award, should we have been chosen? And you know what? We were.
And I wanted to wait nga, kasi parang, gising naman ako nung time na yon. And I'm usually still up at 3 o'clock in the morning. So sabi ko, sige nga, titignan ko lang kasi may mga gagandang speakers din. Eh. Tapos, sabi ko, matutulog na lang ako. Hindi ko naantay yun kasi parang, hindi naman siguro tayo panalo.
Oo, ayun. Tapos biglang tayo pala yun.
Parang, What? I woke up to your text na Jeff, nanalo tayo. Tapos sa email, in-email tayo na where are you? May ano na gano'n na awarding na soon, hinahanap tayo nung festival organizers. Yeah. Tapos, Mel, ano itong nangyayari?
Oo.
Ano itong nangyayari? Siyempre, nasa Pilipinas ka pa nun, di ba, na umaga pa lang sa'yo. Ano itong nangyayari? Anyway, so the reason why we decided not to make a big deal Actually, syempre, we made a big deal. Say, super big deal dahil hindi lang basta local award. Sabi nga nung ibang mga ano na nakikinig sa atin na grabe naman kayo, hindi mo na local, international agad.
Uh-huh.
So, di ba parang wala naman yata ng local awards. But anyway, we were like, hindi din namin, we didn't wanna make a big deal out of it because we didn't want to gloat na parang, alam mo yung Pilipino na, uy, ang ganda ng sapatos mo, biglang, hindi, luma na yan. Ganun ba yun?
Ano yan? False modesty? Hindi naman.
Yun nga, parang hindi parang ganun, di ba? Sabi nga nila, ano, false humility is arrogance. Pero in truth, yeah, parang ayaw din namin namang, we didn't want to
gloat.
Di ba? Yeah. Parang ganun. Pero we're very proud.
We're very happy.
Oh, kasi like straight away, like after that, we could have done, you know, a whole episode just us
talk
like,
about
yay!
It.
Yeah. Di ba? Parang, would you believe na ganyan. Pero we're so happy to have shared that moment with people from the bank who were really, really happy for us as well.
Super, like, very supportive.
Yeah, they were very supportive. And actually, it's one of the things that I really was happy about na we were part of that family na, alam mo yung pag you something good happens in your life but then you don't have any friends, yung you're just a lone podcast in a sea of podcasts na wala kang iba mapagkwentuhan, the bunk was there to the bunk family was there to share your to share
hindi kami
your
ano ha, disclaimer, hindi naman kami yumaba, tumatanggap na kami ng guestings actually.
Oo, hindi tsaka parang
guest tie up collabs pwede na.
Hindi, tsaka parang that actually made it easier for me to, if there was somebody that we were going to invite, parang, ayun, we can put that in the,
di, tsaka
sino ba kayo?
Di ba parang ano, parang masasabi mo na, shit, may nakikinig talaga, may nakikinig. So talagang hindi na pwedeng putyo-putyo na yung sasabihin mo na magsasalita ka ng mga kadema-demanda just because may gusto kong sabihin or may content kang gustong ilabas. Nabawi lahat ng mga sleepless nights ni Jeff, yung pagkabuisit niya sa atin pagka hindi tayo pwede mag-record kahit naka-schedule na. Diba? Nabawi
yung
lahat.
Yung sama ng loob ko, hindi naman.
Yung mga hinanakit niya na parang ano ba yun? Hindi nag-record.
Would you say that the award put pressure on you guys to do better?
Yes.
And doon ko na-appreciate yung hindi ka lang basta-basta. Sabi mo nga, Jeff, di ba? Once ilabas mo siya sa net, nandiyan na siya forever. So, lahat ang sasabihin mo, dapat talaga, whether nagpapatawa ka, kaya mo paninindigan mo yung sasabihin mo. Kasi nakakatakos. Hindi pa ako handa mag-imas ng rehas mo.
Isa pa yan sa mga ano, sa mga bloopers siguro na, you know, even now, like even being part of the LGBTQ plus community, na sometimes we use the wrong pronouns.
Yes.
Diba?
Yes.
Sometimes we forget to ask. Sometimes we assume. Sometimes we call people by the wrong term that is not politically correct. And so even being part of the community, like in mental health, like we still say committed suicide when you shouldn't say committed suicide.
Yeah, dapat dahil.
Kasi nga, it's part of the culture. So isa yan sa mga bloopers na kung kayo, nag-advocate kayo ng change, dapat you should practice what you preach.
Oh.
It doesn't mean that we're perfect and it doesn't mean that from here on, we're going to be perfect. We're still learning. So
yeah.
And the fact that this award actually puts a lot of responsibility on us. Like, syempre, hindi lang buntot namin, hila namin. We beat out a lot of really, really good podcasts. Like, people that we look up to, may like Christine Abrigana of Lagim Podcast that we're now really, really good friends with.
Yeah.
So, yun, di ba? I mean, to be in that same level or in that same company as Lagim or as Hugot Radio Philippines, di ba? Or other really great podcasts from Asia is really, really super big deal.
Tsaka, pero ini-edit naman natin na kapag na-realize natin, oops, hindi pala dapat sinabi yun. Diba?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We put our feet down na hindi natin ito pwede ilabas kasi wala tayong proof. Di ba remember na sometimes we say stuff na chismis yan, hindi mo pwedeng sabihin yan kasi chismis yan.
Sabihin.
It's unfounded. Kasi wala kang proof. Oo. And it
kasi
might
hold
on
mag 10 minutes lang yung buong episode na yun.
Correct.
Eto na, 69 episode, mag-season 2 na tayo. nagsimula tayo na parang suntok sa buwan, nag-start yeah. sa inyong dalawa.
We were sure of the path that we were going to take na bilang members of the queer community, lahat tayo, members of the queer community, kasama si Best Peter, kasama si Best Mori, sino man yung, or yung mga allies, no, na nagkataon lang na yung members of the LGBTQ plus community are really vulnerable groups pagdating sa mental health. And isa din, ang mga tao, kinakahon din tayo based on our sexuality. Like just everybody else, the fact that ang pagkakaiba lang natin is just we're same-sex attracted, usually, most of the time. Sometimes, depende kung ano yung identification mo, kung gay ka ba or bi or whatever. So, from the get-go, dun umikot yung parang pinaka-thrust ng podcast natin na we want to normalize conversations about mental health. We want to normalize conversations about sexual health. We want to stop the demonization of sex talk. Na pag sinabi mong sex, uy, tama na, bastos yan. Pag nagsabi ka, hindi mo pwedeng sabi ng tite, hindi mo pwedeng pag-usapan ng yung regla, hindi mo pwedeng pag-usapan yung tamot, kasi bastos yan. Hindi. I mean, our stories need to be heard as LGBTQ plus people na ito yung karanasan natin, ito yung mga kwento natin na, I mean, there's 3 million podcasts in the world. Like, if you want to listen to audio horror, there's a lot of podcasts about that. Nagkataon na, ito yung gusto namin pag-usapan. And if you want to listen to this, eto kami, pag-uusapan namin yung sarili naming eksperyensya. O yun. So the podcast has helped me come to terms with where I am. Nung huling kinamusta tayo ng mental health ni Best Dayu sa Straight Guy Takes Over, sabi ko my mental health is at a 2. Siguro ngayon, 2.2. Pero at least may 0.2 na dagdag.
Yeah, even if it's just a 0.2 na nadagdag, that's still nadagdag. That's still a baby step in the right direction.
Achievement yung 0.2.
What about you, Best Nail House? Have you totally adjusted? How's your mental health now? Nung huli kang kinumusta ni Best Dayu sa Straight Guy Takes Over, your mental health was at a 5.
Ganun pa rin. Siguro 5.1, 5.5. Maraming mga distractions sa buhay na dumating. And so far, work is okay. Family is fine. I have you guys. Minsan bored, minsan horny. Pero nagagawa naman ng paraan.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I have my toys here with me. So, I will show you soon. And we'll do a discussion, probably.
Mm-mm.
And I have a lot of films to watch on Netflix, book, maraming kaaway. Siguro maraming distractions, pero may mga sleepest nights pa din.
Hindi ko muna tatanungin si Mel kasi iba yung ngiti at ngiti ng tagumpay ang ni Mel. Tayong dalawa muna mag-usap, Miss Nina, muna natin. Alam ko ang ginagawa ko ngayon.
I-kick muna natin siya.
I-mute mo siya, Miss Nina.
Kasi parang hindi siya naangkop ang yung kanyang
liwanag
na lumalabas sa mukha niya.
Aura.
Hindi angkop sa ganitong klaseng usapin.
Sa kalungkutan natin.
Oo.
Hindi, you know what I've done
hindi
recently?
Hindi mo rin makasama.
Correct, hindi ka magandang kabanding ngayon, Best Mel.
Oh,
yung mga ginagawa ko ngayon is that kasi EVOO, extra virgin olive oil daw helps with depression. So, you know what I've been doing? I've been taking... You should try it. What I've done is I've been taking 1 tablespoon full of EVOO when I wake up on an empty stomach. Because it helps with depression daw.
It's so what do
very...
you do?
I take 1 tablespoon.
You take lang
ko siya.
Ah, okay. Kala ko kumukuha
ka lang.
Kasi nahayaan mo lang sa table.
No, I take it. I drink 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil. So it aside from depression daw, it's good for your heart.
True naman.
It's good
true.
For your bones. It's good for your skin. It's good for, for Alzheimer's, for whatever. Not that I have it. But it's good for everything. It's good for your body. Albeit, it's very, it's damn, it's rank. It tastes.
It kasi doesn't taste wala good. Kang kasamang tinapay.
Or walang, di ba usually, either drizzle mo siya sa salad or whatever.
Yeah.
Taking a spoonful of it on an empty stomach first, talagang, pero I've been doing it for, I think, a week.
So, have you noticed anything?
Si Mel, ibig sabihin, punong-puno siya ng EVO.
Diba? Siya si Ev, Evo.
Si Evo.
Si Evo.
Have you noticed anything
sige na, Mel, kumusta ka? No, I don't think it's going to be instant naman. Pero the thing that I've noticed is at for myself, at least I'm doing something. Alam mo yun? That's parang true. At least may ginagawa ako.
Hindi that's yung empowering.
Parang, at least lumalaban ako. Hindi lang yung parang, ganun. So,
yeah.
Sabi
yeah.
Sa Ibes, gumawa ka ng diorama. Gawin yung diorama ng ano, Bataan Death March. Malilibang ka, Bes.
Teka, Bikirita ka pa rin ba? It's going
oo,
strong?
Part na yun ng culture. Part na yun ng culture.
Malulung ng cult?
Ng culto?
Yes, part.
Oh, sige na, ang nagliliwanag, kumustahin power. Natin before we end this podcast. Magkwento ka naman.
Kumustahin na natin. Sige na nga.
Hindi mo ka magsalita. Kinigilig.
Ay.
I'm in
bagong
a good...
halukay.
Ramdam ko yung kilig niya rito.
I'm in a good place.
Halukay ube.
I'm in a good place now. Which
parang
I'm really
si Lenny
Robredo
in a good place.
Yes. I'm in a good place. Like I mentioned earlier, I'm in a relationship with Vicky. And it's really, really good. Kasi alam mo yung... We're both mature about the relationship and we don't have unrealistic expectations. This podcast, I'll be honest, this podcast has helped me be more communicative. So I'm more open and able to communicate my thoughts, my feelings. Kasi I'm forced
wait,
to...
Wait, Desnil, magbibigay ng bonus si Mel. Abangan mo sa PayPal.
I'm forced to, eh.
Thank you, Mel.
Tsaka alam mo yung wala akong karapatang mahiya. Kasi, tangay na, may podcast ako. Ako yung mahihiya. Wala akong karapatang mahiya.
Uy, at and best deal. Teka lang, bago ka makalimutan. Sobrang...
Uy, mag-e-episode kami, di ba?
Mag-e-episode sila about lesbian sex.
Stress. You know, she's excited and I'm stressed. She's excited actually. Do you have questions? Di ba kayo yung magagawa ng questions?
Oo, best Neil, di ba?
Oo. I'm stressed about it, but she's fine.
Para ako din, Mel. Parang stressed din ako.
Kasi she used to work for sexual health. So she used to do talks about sexual health. So
Mel, kailangan itayo mo ang bandila ng Balut Kiki Project.
I know!
Ikaw yung host, tapos ikaw yung mahihiya-hiya. Parang kapalan mo mukha mo.
Grabe!
Kasabog to.
Kasi kasabog talaga, literal.
Hindi dapat to ma-compare dun sa una nating lesbian episode, right? Best Jeff.
kasi ano yun, love story naman to.
Love story
ang sabi
yun.
Ko, ang sabi ko ito.
50 Shades of Grey to dapat.
Ay, oo. 50 Shades of...
Black.
Depende ko anong kulay yung cutics.
Sa bagay, kung anong gusto ng kulay. Mel.
Ngayon, blue. Mel. Blue ako ngayon.
Gusto ko yung tipong hindi siya, yung, alam mo yung idadaan pa sa Senado kung ipapalabas ba ito o hindi.
Hindi.
Gusto ko ganung level.
kailangan yung tatanungin pa si Maria Kalo Katigba yung pag-uusapan ba talaga kung anong rating ang bibigay. anong rating ang ibibigay. Tapos,
mabuhay natin si ano, si sino ba yun? Murato.
Si Manuling Murato. Ay mo kay Maria Kalo Katigba. Mas luma yun ha. Best Neil, huwag kang magmaang-maangan.
hindi ko.
Ayaw ko sabayan. Ayaw ko sabayan.
Pakyo ka. Armida Sigyon Reyna na ba minabutan mo?
Ako, Armida Sigyon Reyna. Minabutan ko.
Ayan.
Oh, narinig ko lang yung mga pangalan na yan.
So, isa yan sa mga kailangan nila abangan sa ating season 2. And we'll still be doing our usuals, our staples. Like, we'll still continue with our Usapang Sex series, of course. Kaya natin kung matutuloy lesbian sex.
Tsaka,
sana makinig pa rin ang ating mga gay listeners. No? Dahil
mga
gay listeners. Tangin na puro puke.
Baka maging straight. Baka maging straight sila.
Hindi. I mean, we have to validate all sex is beautiful. All
yes.
Sex is an expression of love. So,
yes.
More power to Mel and Vicky. Ayan. And we'll also have our Pinoy Mental Health Stories where we'll invite LGBT profiles and our beauty contest. The usual. Kung sino kami, yun na kami. Yung pa rin sa season 2. Hopefully, we've learned from our mistakes.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you for being patient na nag-antay kayo, kakadaldal namin dito. Please, yung mga future listeners na na-invite, na mga nabudol, na mga kilala na makinig, don't forget to follow, subscribe, or like us at our Facebook page, sa Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest. Hanapin nyo lang po, guys, yung Balut Kiki Project. Makikita nyo kagad kami. Kami lang yun. Meron din kami sa Spotify, sa mga social, sa Apple Podcast, at sa Podchaser. And please, pakirate naman para, alam nyo na, umabot tayo ng season 20.
If you want to write us, you can email us at balutkiki@gmail.com. You can also leave us a message or an audio message on our website at www.balutkiki.com. If you want to support us and you would really, really appreciate it, you can go to our Buy Me A Coffee page. You can go to buymeacoffee.com and then search Balut Kiki. You will find us there.
And from here on, we're going to release every 2 weeks plus bonuses kung sipagin kami if we come up with them. You can still listen to our catalog from season 1. There's 65 episodes that you can listen to and enjoy, hopefully.
And with that...
Bye.
Z's from down under.
Bye.
Be kind, everyone. Love you.
Ellen.
You have just been served. This has been the Balut Kiki Project, uniquely Pinoy, unapologetically queer. We are now declaring this project complete. Are we off air yet? Because these hills are killing me.
Thank you for clicking play. Don't forget to subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast streaming platform. And leave us a 5-star rating if you enjoyed the show.